Alright, just to get you going in your day, we'll look at a fascinating topic over here. It's actually based on the pasuk in last week's parasha, not in this week's parasha. All the stories of Avraham Avinu. So last week we had the episode of Avraham Avinu with these four kings and five kings. And we know the end of the story is that Avraham Avinu returns all the rechush, all the property of the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom offers him a present, a gift, says, yeah, take it all, and he says, no, in this famous sentence, in the chutzpah al straight now, not from a string to a bootlace, then rekas mikol ha-shalach, and I will not say anything that is yours, and you will not say, ani ha-eshar t'yes after. So the Gemara said on this, a most fascinating statement. For Omar Rabba, what in Tulin, Rabba says, this har sha'omar Rabba gil, in the chutzpah al straight now, the reward of Avraham Avinu saying this statement, I will not take from a string until a good place. Zochu bono v'shnei mitzvahs. In the course of this, we have two mitzvahs today related to a string and a strap. So, l'chut shal tcheles, we have the string of tcheles of the tzitzis, which comes with chutz, not wishing to take even a chut, or a tzua shal tfilin, and the straps of tfilin. So I'm saying those times shoes were probably tied with a more than a type of strap, more than a shoe lace string like we have now. It's probably more like a sort of leather strap. So the similarity to the straps of tefillin. This course is, so we have the two lists. So there are a couple of interesting points which spring out from the connection between shoes and tefillin. But before we do that, let's just take a couple of minutes to look at the Pashut Pshat in this Maamar Chazal. What was the great zechus over here? So, big zechus, but he didn't take anything. What was the sort of zechus? What Cheshbonis could go into, yes, taking or not taking from this money? So, first of all, we'll begin with Rashi. Rashi, like the Gemara says, in the Chutzal Tzroi, Shle Rotzo Lehomis Min Hagezel. They didn't wish to benefit from Gazel. Okay. That's pretty posh and straightforward. You don't expect Avraham Avinu to want to take a Gezel.
I don't see why. Yes.
Oh, but why is it Gezel? So what are you going to ask for Avraham
Avinu?
He
wants to take it in war.
Take it in war, so it's Kibbutz Shmuel Chamos. But what? Where's the Gezel? But let's look at the Torah Tumima. The Torah Tumima asks this question. But the Torah Tumima was what? First of all, he says, I don't understand. Mara Busse is Avraham Busse. It really is Gezel. So what's the great Schar or Avraham? He didn't want to take Gezel. I mean, you know, we would hope that every Pashto Jew is expected not to wish to partake of Gezel. So what's the great Kiddush of Avraham Avinu? The Gam Kashya are in Kam Gezel. There is no Gezel. Given the Min Adin, Zotab or Rukush. Since Min Adin, he did indeed Zoyche, in this prophecy, we're just looking at the Eteritim, it's the third or fourth thing there. When a person saves something from bandits that's been taken away, it's like asking from a slightly different kibbutz than what you ask, like the type of Zutte Shalyam, 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 it's completely lost to its value. It's completely beyond any possibility of coming back to him. So now it becomes the property of one who finds it. So it's the property of Avraham Avinu to wear it together. So we're asking what was the great chutz that Avraham Avinu didn't want to take from the rechush of Sodom. The Torah Tumah, so the Torah Tumah offers over here two approaches what the great chutz was. Torah Tumah, the Osbot was there, because it was there to Kaddish Hashem. True. It wasn't really Gezel, it was like a sort of shvat of Gezel. It wasn't true Gezel. If it was true Gezel, it wouldn't have been any great shvat of Avraham Avinu, he didn't take it. It was a sort of shnet of Gezel, that Avraham Avinu did it as a Kiddush Hashem. When there truly is Kiddush Hashem, then one should give it back. Like we see in the Mishpah, they can give Kiddush Hashem as well as the Abed Allah. The Zegu Kohi says, of course, that this was the case. Shem Yishu, Kiddush Hashem is tied up with the Mesh on the Yotham Rikta. That one approach was Kiddush Hashem. Second approach, says the Torah to me, then in fact, a different idea than Rashi. It wasn't a love mishum srach gedel model boy, it was not an Indian gedel. Not gedel, but a different point. That we will see in this whole battle between Avraham Avinu and these kings, that really everything that took place here was bedarismas. It was Namal and Gareth Apel, everything that went on over here. Avraham Avinu fought these kings with his small group of men, even if we follow the Poshup Shach, that was 318, and certainly if we follow the Drash, that was only Eliezer. And he fought and chased away all these people. It's certainly Namal and Gareth Apel, this whole thing. And the Gemara in Talmud puts down such a principle that it is correct to avoid benefiting from mice and issues. So we're aware of how that applies, but there is such a concept that one should avoid the benefit from mice and issues. This was the chus of Avraham Avinu, that he avoided benefiting from all the possible benefits that accrued from this mess. And in fact, that itself was a statement of showing that there was no belief here in it being clearly Ba'utsim Yodi, no trust in his own kohos whatsoever, but acknowledging that everything came here from Shemayim, it was all Maaseh Nes, and being Maaseh Nes, we don't wish to partake of the Maaseh Nes. Okay, now I'd like to take this a little further to focus on this connection between the boot lace of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says he doesn't want to benefit from the even for a boot lace, and it's Halal saying, the course of that, we have the Ratsua of Spirit. But let's look at a few points. It is an Arctic Spice, I'm sorry, we've been a little.
Okay.
Until Tuesday, we can still. Okay. Well, we can go to last week's Spice, but all the episodes have been made into.
I thought Mary disappeared
again. I didn't have to catch you out of the murder, really. Just to check that people are concentrating, I'll just make it quite as loud as I'll know people. No. Okay. Now, the most fascinating idea from the Sefer Torah's time, one of the Gedolei HaAchronim, we know there's a famous statement of Chazal, more says in Sanhedrin, that in a time of Shema, in a time when the Goyim are trying to wipe out mitzvahs from Am Yisrael, and Dafka being a gloriousstick for Am Yisrael in order to stop them from performing mitzvot, so then we're hired to be Moshe Nefesh, even on the smallest aspect of Jewish behavior, not just mamash mitzvot, even the dumb thing of Jewish conduct. And the Gemara gives this example, fascinating example, Afilu Arapsa Dimasai, even to change the laces, the straps of the shoes. Even to change the straps of the shoes. And in fact, the Rif.
You mean like to copy the guy?
Oh, so the Rif recalls that it seems to have been common, although at least in the times of Chazal, there was a particular type of shoelace that going wore. He says they had a red strap, and the Jews had black straps. So, if the guy was saying, "Well, we want you Jews all to be like us, so no more black straps in your shoes, only red straps like the guy." So then we've got to, if that's their kibbutz, that's their matorah, to try and make us be like the guy, we have to be most leverage even on such a small thing. But fascinating, why is this the example? So a simple push of shouts, however, it's just an example of something which appears to be relatively small and insignificant, nevertheless, one should do this. The third of time, an amazing idea. Let's learn it through. The whole block of Haraps is in the Sun. Now, which mentions this shoelace. The Lord Echod Misham al Bushim. Not any other piece of clothing, item of clothing, which any Israel Lushim, Kayyid Kahavim, Mazolis, which Am Yisrael wear different than God. Mir, the fee, shall only Kahavim, Mazolis, Misham and Bishal's Kazayo, the battle in Israel, which is spinning. We find particularly in Chazal, that one of the things that the Goyim focus on is Mitzvah's Tfilin. Is stopping Am Yisrael from queue of mitzvah skin. And we'll find two examples for the Achlechon Ba'ubza and Elisha Baal Knafayim. It's a very famous example of a gentleman, Elisha Baal Knafayim, in the time of the Romans, right? He was moist and empty stuff into wet skin, and then the Roman soldier came, put it in his hand. He said it's the winds and the dawn, absolutely. The Gabi Hobon, and also mentioned by Hobon, because she cost the Yakar Aiden Spirit. In the time when they were saved, it says, they were able to wear spinning, and previously he tried to buckle the spinning. Zikisha Yisrael, the time of Mitzvah spinning, and he says there's a specific spiritual idea behind this. When Am Yisrael fulfilled the Mitzvah spinning in Koroi, Noitel Imosim al Fahad al Ezek and Chodim Mazolis, it has particular segula to bring Eimah v'Pachad in the Goyim. The Goyim are then scared of Yisrael, as written in the Pasuk. The role of Avi Yisrael is Kishem Hashem Mikra Lecho, for Yorub and Nekos say Chazal Eidu Tfilin Shem Rosh. When they see Kishem Hashem on you, they're scared. So the Goyim specifically focus on the mitzvah of Tfilin. The kid when the Ritzvah is coming on the Mukshirasam, Shavim in the Ritzvah is in the Mukshirasam. The straps of the shoes are connected with the mitzvah of Tfilin. The whole world has it. The zechus of this one comes in the zechus of that one. The Rekach is often used to go in the Ritzvah is Tfilin. The Zechar is Omar Ramavino in the Chutzvah of Tfilin. The mitzvah of Tfilin comes in the zechus of Ramavino saying, I will not take even the shoelaces. But how does it come on the Shabbat Gezerah, the Regilim, the Oyvith Kefalim, the Adonis, the Tata, the Yisrael, which is Tfilin? This is what it means now. In a time of Gezerah, when the Goyim try to stop us performing the Mitzvah Tfilin, let me buy it, words of the Bible, may Mitzvah Tfilin, Mavish Hasushalim. Certainly, if they want to be a battle, the actual Mitzvah Tfilin itself, she holds the Ba'al Yahu. But not only that, and I feel that in a grocery, Rashi Yishana, Rashi Yishana, even if they want to be a battle, the most smallest connection to Mitzvah Tfilin. Yahu Ba'al Yahu. Kim the Rosa, the Nachum, and the Milt of the Dami of the Tfilin. But Rama Dami, and that itself is the remnant, the Rutsu is Shoyus Bitfilin, Halacha the Mishnah Sinai, the Rutsu Kitfilin, Kathleen Olive. And this was the idea in the black straps of the Jews, as opposed to the red straps of the non-Jews, it was the Tmurans, or this connection to Tfilin. Look, that's a very fascinating idea of our God. That's what we're saying. That in times of Shnat, not in a one-off encounter between one Jew and a God. Okay, now let's turn to another connection between shoes and tefillin, which actually is of daily halachic significance. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Amar of Yochanan, ki tefillin tachmin olim. The same way one does with the tefillin, that's how one should do with the shoes. What does that mean exactly? And the Gemara comes to the conclusion as follows. There's a few stages in the Gemara, I've just put the maskon here. Heichi ovid, what should one do with one's shoes? Sayim diyamine, one puts on first the right hand shoe. Goloi kotak, one does not do it, I'm talking about shoes here with straps or with laces. But sayim dismale, then you put on the left one. For kotak, and one knocks it up, one does it up. But hotak kotak diyamine, then you go back. Just being kosher at the right hand. So we know that in all in yonim of putting on clothes, as a general rule, one gives kedima to the right hand side. One puts on first right and then left. Tosfos in fact over there connected to what we find in the Yonim of the Avodah, but the Yamin is always Kodem in various parts of the Avodah. Yamin is always Kodem. However, that's only in putting things on. But in tying the shoes, the smaller is first. So you put on the right shoe, then you put on the left shoe, then you tie the left shoe. In kind of like to. That is basically what Rabbi Yochanan says, kit filling kaf min olim. That, like we do with filling, that's what we do with the shoes. Why? Because when we put on our filling, we're tying them onto the left. So we give covers to the left side in the same way that the filling are tied on the left. So when it comes to in yonim of kira, the left is first. That's how Tosafot over there explains it. Anyway, well, the doctor of the Inyan Kshira, who the Kashiva shall smell the same. Vishum the Kashiva's Tfilin, who the Kshira al Ikhul. And the high time we need to do this, and the mid-Tfilin, the mid-Tfilin, the before, when we have shoes that don't have any tying, we just put them right and left. It's not like part of the shoe that has to be first or something in the left. It's because it's Tfilin. Comes along the Lavush and explains a little deeper, and he says, what's going on in this morning? Why? Because you do tefillin on the left, so you tie up your shoes on the left. Says the Lavush, we were obviously expecting this because we know the background already, that it's because of the Gemara that we've learnt, that the tying of tefillin comes in the zechus of the tying of the shoes. So therefore, we treat the shoes in the same manner that we treat the tefillin. And just like we tie the tefillin on the left, so we tie the shoes first on the left hand side. So, coming out, not that you might have otherwise answered, could have passed in all general in yonin of pure, the left comes first. Like, might sound a little bit like away from Tosafot, so to as regards Kira, since the Kira would follow Tfilin and left comes first. The way that the Bush is explaining, it's an Indian in Kira of shoes, because shoes is connected to Tfilin. But if you have some other type of Kira, then you won't have any Indian of being mucked in the left hand side. Where did this type of practice all that come in? We don't have it so much nowadays, but the place to speak about is the type of sock. Nowadays our socks are held up with elastic, so we don't have to tie them. But if you have a type of sock or material item that one puts on one's shoes, one puts on one's feet. So there also you have a possibility of tying on the left or on the right. So there, do you have to tie the left first or do you tie the right first? So having said what we've said now, they come from the Lavush. This is not just a general statement that in all endeavor of tying, left comes first. It's because the shoes have specific connection with the tefillin. So the tying of the shoes is treated the same as the tying of the tefillin. The other endeavor of tying are not connected in any way to tefillin. And therefore these types of socks, even though they go on the feet, they are not shoes. So something that doesn't qualify as shoes isn't treated with this halakha. And in fact, the Mishnah of Paskins, the putting on the top of the second side, but the noise shall let it in material socks. Ain't sorry for Haptim Smolik Shia. One does not have to do the legs, tie the legs first. And the background for this is what we've said, because it's based upon this Lavush, that the connection is to tying shoes, not to tying gender. A couple of other points on the connection between shoes and filling, and therefore things that come out of Haskim and Lamaisa. Somebody who is left-handed, so their tefillin are going on the right. Now, such a person, as far as all other putting on the godim is concerned, he follows the right of all people, because this is based upon the general fact that Terry gives hashivas to the Amin, and we don't find in that point there's any difference between the right hand and the left hand, you follow the Amin. So, put on his right hand shoe first, but then the tying of the shoe. Which follows the tefillin, and for this person, his tefillin are on the right. So this person ties the right shoe first, and that's how we should work. That's indeed how we should work passing. A couple of other additional points in this topic, and then we'll start. A lady who puts on shoes. We show the other person that a lady who puts on shoes should tie up the right hand shoe first.
There's
no shackles to tefillin.
Yeah,
And therefore, other ones, actually, she should do the right first, because once you don't have the connection to tefillin, so the right should be first.
If there wasn't,
good child. The Brit, there wasn't mentioned Brit.
Yeah,
so it's a discussion of ladies. I mean, the thing is that the Brit says because they're husbands, because they're shy to the Indian, they don't have it on their group. It could be that the Tzvetan learned it out from this halakha of the left-hand person. So some of you see that over here we seem to follow called Yochid, the Yochid, the Tzvetan Yomai. We don't say the general Indian of Tzvetan is on small, even. And you have some Yechidim who put it on the right. The Tzvetan. Just remembering that, I think this is a very shame. I think it's in Hilfut Tzvetan's Shoifan. It's mentioned such an Indian. That you hold the shofar on the right and you point it towards the right. And see, like an Indian, like a bit wrong. What is it, a bit of that? That on the small the tefillin is making, the tefillin protects on the small. So you do the shofar on the right. So they discuss the heck. The lot of Baal Tei Kea is a left. So some say yes, if he's a left, he's going to do the shofar on the other side, on the left hand side, because the tefillin's on the right. And some say no, it doesn't mean it. It means. No, on the Indian of Smol, on the middle of Smol, whatever these things mean, Tfilin protects from the Smol. not related to Kol Echol Ve'Echol. At the point of view, we do seem to find that it's related to Kol Echol Ve'Echol, so maybe it's on the basis of that, which then doesn't make it to chat. There's one final thing, we're taking the shoes off. So then we take off. We take off the left one first. Again, it's meaning of giving conflict to the right.
But I'm doing that. I'm doing.
But you're also the left person. You're not doing that, isn't it?
That's right. I'm doing the right first.
I'll do the right first.
Yeah, of course. It's not right, the shoe is on your left, the famous one, the left foot, regarding the untying, don't untie the left one, first, untie the right one, but wait, it must be the opposite, it's the opposite, okay.
I'm taking off the shoes for a shame mix up, and that you take off the right one first. Let's say, for example, something to take off shoes for breakfast cake. So then, which shoe do you take off first? So, shake in the door, I to throw. The to throw the name of her foot.
That's
what you should do. Take off the right one first. Because the Indian over here is an Indian of cover to the right, so leave it on for the longest.
So when you ask the plug-in, you check up what they
do. It tries to do for a moment, that's what. That isn't what, that's not what it tells me.
Is that where you got? Is that where you got?
I think so.
All those carbon details are also, you can read that, they have their way.